Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
Well, it seemed like last week was the busiest week of all time, but not solar related.
Oh, okay.
parties, Thanksgiving, and then I was in charge of our town's holiday parade this year. So,
How'd that go?
They said it was the best parade in recent memory. So that's probably the best parade in the last year. So that's
okay.
So that's good. I think it went really well. Thank you for volunteering.
Oh, yeah.
And helping out and keeping the floats going. But yeah, we had 79 floats go through there, and they were done in less than 2 hours. So
yep, I have no patience. Mind the gap. No gap.
Yeah. Come on, everyone. Yep. But it was good. Lots of great feedback on it. So I am glad. It's like planning for a wedding that lasts for 2 hours all year round. So, but this was my last year doing it. So I'm glad you're stepping up to take it over. Everyone's very excited. No? Just kidding.
Sorry, I lost. Maybe there were some technical difficulties.
Okay, well, everyone heard. Anyway, this week I wanted to talk about, so now that this net energy metering 3.0 has been out since April 15th, we're starting to have some history now with some clients who, you know, waited too long for an NEM 2.0,
right,
and then they still want to go solar. And they've been told solar doesn't make sense. It's not worth it at all. But now I have two real world examples but at the same time, I'm hearing from all kinds of other salespeople that they haven't sold one project in NEM 3.0. And
wow,
what do they do?
What?
And, yeah.
This is April to November?
To November, yeah. So they're like, you know, it's... In any event, so that's not what I want to talk. But yeah, there's, you know, I hear other companies closing down, and most of the, you know, the hardcore sales companies. So, and door knocking is almost non-existent now. So, when, you know, this time of year is probably still be non-existent. But anyway, one client installed solar about 15% more than what she was using. And I'm kind of just looking at the first month, and she did not install a battery. And so she understood that really in the winter months, she would be expecting a leftover bill. So because the sun hours are so low, mm-hmm, that she thought, well, you know, I'll just pay the difference. And, you know, in the spring, fall, and summer, she should be pretty close to overproducing. And then, you know, we'll see how it goes. So the see how it goes part, we have actually 1 month of actual approved history. So her system was approved back in October, and now it's at the end of November, and we have 1 month's bill, essentially. And so almost every day of the system was producing, it was overproducing. So almost every day she was producing more solar power than her home was using. So in most cases, you know, before NEM 2.0, she would have had a huge credit for this month. Well, the credit is still pretty good. And when I'm calculating out, if she sent back, say, on Monday, for example, she sent back $2.48 of power, her net cost after her usage, meaning that she produced more power than her system or than her home used.
Right.
And she has $2.48 of a credit going back. And that was, in this example, October 30th. October 30th, she sent back 10.3 kilowatt hours. So what does that cost per kilowatt hour, Adam?
I don't know.
28 cents.
So. 28 cents, Jamie. I'll edit that out.
Yeah.
You're asking me to do math.
Well, just in your head. Anyway, so she's getting a credit per kilowatt hour of 28 cents. Hmm. Now, I'm sure you remember back in April, we were told that net energy metering credits after April 15th were going, they weren't at retail prices. They were now at wholesale, or about double wholesale. So about 7 cents a kilowatt hour.
Okay.
And so what's greater, 28 cents or 7 cents?
Let me see. I'm taking out my 28 cents.
You got it. So how is that? How is that possible that, you know, according to her PG&E, she is producing 10.3 kilowatt hours more than what she used, her home used, and she's getting a credit of $2.48 for that day. I don't know either.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, it doesn't make sense. So it is possible that maybe PG&E hasn't upgraded or updated their system for these new calculations, which is entirely possible. And maybe by this time next month, that credit will be shrank to 21 cents instead of $2.48. But in any event, I thought that was very interesting.
That, well, now that you've outed her, thanks.
Well, I haven't said who she is, so PG&E is not going to come after her. But for the 1 month so far, she's generated for the entire month, a negative $47.07. And so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's nothing wrong with that. And like I said, I think that who knows if that's that's going to last or it's going to stay. And she sent back for the entire month 203 kilowatt hours. So let's do a quick calculation. You're going to hear some clicking real quick.
Click.
So 47 divided by 203. So that's 23 cents on average for her credit for the month. So that's nothing wrong with that. And again, that's towards the end of October. And so we'll see as her bill progresses. But I thought that was very interesting.
You have no explanation for this, right? I mean, it's just they could come back later because they could say, hey, it's a year end or whatever, your true up is when we'll do the final calculations for all this, right?
And that is true. And that was the case before April 15th as well. But now what I want to see is if, you know, in December, does that $47, does that offset her December usage or her December costs? So we'll see, and we'll upgrade or update everyone later on. But it is, you know, it's like I said, I wanted to see, are we actually, is this NEM 3.0, is it having a real dramatic effect? And so I'm saying in this case, so far with 1 month of usage, no, 23 cents is nothing wrong with that. And then we have another client, and this client also installed way over what she thought she was going to use because she's going to be using more power going forward. Mm-hmm. But she also installed a Tesla Powerwall, which has about 14 kilowatt hours of battery storage. And so with her system, she's overproducing, and that overproduction, instead of going back to PG&E, is mostly going to her battery. And then the battery is set to discharge at night. And so for the first couple of days, she has generated a credit of about 13 kilowatt hours. So almost, you know, dollar-wise, but almost nothing dollar-wise. But she's essentially providing her own power. And so we'll continue to watch how that goes. It was interesting because the battery discharged really from like 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock a.m. And then 12 a.m. to 6 a.m., she was pulling power from the grid. And so that's, exactly. So, I mean, she's using more power than her battery is storing. And so, you know, we'll see how it goes. And like I said, we're going to continue to watch these and see what happens with these customers. And as we add more and more NEM 3.0 clients, which we have lots, but these two clients were nice enough to provide their PG&E username and password in writing PG&E, so they allowed us to see it. I'm anxious to see how it goes throughout the next year, and if which one is going to be the better option. Is it make more sense to install the backup battery, or is it better just to send the excess power back to PG&E and then, you know, plan on a remainder bill in the winter months? So very interesting and exciting to see, as always. Definitely, we have lots of new projects and lots of things happening all the time. But I do want to alert the listeners, probably, well, we might do a best of, actually, from December 20th till about January 20th.
So. Oh, that's right. Jamie's yep. out. All right.
Yep. First time in 16 years, we're going to actually be closing for 4 weeks. Normally, we close for 2 weeks during mm-hmm. the holiday season, but now we're going to add on a couple more weeks. And we'll do best of for us, for all our listeners. Mm. But we'll be back next week and probably a week after. And then, but just give you a little preview, I guess.
A little advance notice. We are going to wrap it up there. Thank you for taking another few minutes out of your week to learn about the land of solar. I know that NEM 2.0 to 3.0, that, we're told one thing and then we're, I can't imagine if you're listening to this podcast because you were thinking about going solar after that date, what you've heard from solar salespeople, because it really is, it sounds like to me anyway, it's a case by case situation, which kind of system is better for you. And I think that probably has confused a lot of people. And you might be one of them. So thanks for joining us. If you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. Send us a message through there. If you'd like to check out a library of our past episodes, go to solarharmonics.com. Click on the podcast link at the top of the page and you'll be taken to that library. So you can search through it. And Jamie has touched on every issue in regards to solar. So you'll definitely find some great answers to your questions there. If you would be so kind as to rate us wherever you got this podcast, we would very much appreciate it because it does help grow the podcast. And if you have a friend considering going solar, refer this to them. That would also make our day. So until next time, everyone, see you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.